The Martin Art Gallery on the campus of Muhlenberg College proudly continues to develop a tradition of producing sound art exhibitions by featuring Scott Shirk, Surround, now through September 28th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Surround is about sound and listening. Gallery visitors who are used to the immediacy of vision will be rewarded if they're willing to spend time listening. Projected video imagery is included as a means to increase visitors' oral experience. Included in the show are running, inspired by the individual cadence of joggers in Central Park Reservoir in New York City, and rondine, made from recording swallows swooping and diving in an Italian piazza. When Scott Shirk began his artistic career as a sculptor, he became interested in how three-dimensional objects in space define both the objects and the spaces around them. Experiences in Japan taught him that one can remove an object from a space, yet a tangible sense of that space can remain. His ongoing creative journey has in recent years brought him to discover a similar experience with sound. He explains, when one hears sounds in space, each sound reveals the space in which it exists. Sculptor and sound installation creator, Professor Scott Shirk.
There are two large screens, and there are six different surround sound pieces. Each of them has a video that accompanies it, and I think of the videos as being like album covers, something to focus on while you're listening to the sound, rather than being the main focus of the piece. This piece we're looking at now, it's called Running, and I made some field recordings. I was in Central Park listening to people jogging around the reservoir, and it occurred to me that each person's jog had a slightly different cadence to it, and I was really enjoying just listening to each person running, so I thought I would try to really make a three-dimensional piece that would really get the sense of movement through space, as well as these different sounds of footsteps on the gravel. Then I have a video that I made with my iPhone of the reservoir itself that sort of accompanies it.
You've transformed the gallery into one large piece, walking into the middle of this piece of art.
I guess we could call it a sound installation. I'm using eight speakers, and to have eight speakers, you have to have them positioned quite precisely. The best spot to listen to, it's in the center, but I'm using something called ambisonics, which allows for a much bigger sweet spot than, let's say, traditional stereo or traditional surround sound techniques, where you got to be precisely located in the center. With the ambisonics, we can move around the space and still get a sense of the spaciousness of the sound.
It really does create this illusion that you're sitting in the center of this thing that is going on. In this case, looking at the reservoir, listening to people running by, but because of how it's situated, because you've put this nice lounge-orama piece in the middle, it has created this sense that we are situated in the middle of something that maybe if you were out there in the environment, you'd overlook. But I guess that's part of what you do with these sound pieces is draw attention. Hey, listen to what you're passing by.
Exactly. I have a sense that what art is it's identifying and concentrating on things that are worthy of one's attention. And there's a whole lot in life and in the world that passes us by without any attention. Sound and space and movement, these are all, I think, really exciting things. And that's what I'm trying to get us to just take a couple minutes paying attention to. It's enriching. In the center of the gallery, I have this platform which is covered with carpet and a couple of cushions on it too. And I like people to spend some time. Unlike most of my gallery experiences, I walk in the gallery, I look around for 5 minutes, I'm out. I think this piece will really reward spectators, listeners, in spending some time with it, you know, lying down, relaxing, and paying attention.
It has also added benefit of being a nice cooling off station. This is a nice semi-dark space and beautiful sound and would enable you to take that time out.
Yeah. So this piece, the whole work runs about 48 minutes. And it will be running in a continuous loop. Over here, this is what I call the meeting house harmonizer. I was working with my partner, Pat Batt, and she and I developed this idea. I went around to a lot of different Quaker meeting houses all around Pennsylvania and made recordings of the empty meeting houses. This piece on the left is actually developed from the sounds of the Lehigh Valley Friends Meeting House. I went in there and I recorded for about 45 minutes just the empty sounds, and I took those sounds and kind of squashed them together so I could blur them into an average tone that was not the specifics but just kind of the room tone. At the same time, I also took pictures of the inside, and I ended up with what we call the room tone in terms of the color. That then we developed so that when the CDs spin, the color of the room actually is generated, the ambient color of the room as well as the ambient color of the sound. I'll pull one on here, pull a little cord and it turns them on, and there we get. See, the tones are pretty warm because there's a lot of wood in these buildings, but I find the tones very calming. right now I'm really trying to work on vision and sound simultaneously.
Scott Shirk Surround is in the Martin Art Gallery of the Baker Center for the Arts on the Muhlenberg College campus now through September 28th. The gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday from noon until 8 p.m. For more information, the gallery's number is 484-664-3467. More information also available at muhlenberg.edu. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.